Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I just got so excited with the changing landscape of menswear and the new energy that's coming in at different houses. It's a really exciting time, I think, for menswear. So I thought that it would be a really good time for me to focus on artisanal for man, because it's something that I believe in, and to take this season to do it. There is a ready-to-wear collection as well, but I've taken the key silhouettes, if you like, and that's what you will be seeing in this collection. It's made up mainly of tailoring, straight of grain, and the bias, which is really exciting, and a genre of cutting that I've been wanting to explore further for some time. The rest of the collection will be shown with the women's in September. It's a co-ed show. We're trying to define what artisanal means for us. It's rooted in craftsmanship. I mean, it's the highest form of dressmaking, but for men. Its backbone is in tailoring, but we've tried to further explore the bias cuts. And along with that comes a whole new vocabulary of fabrics and a new relationship with them, which I am learning every day as we're going along. Of course, there's my favourite satin back crepes, but there are new fabrics too, like the tweeds, which I've tried to reinterpret on the bias for day wear. So it's something that's uniquely made for you, fitted for you, to work for your life, and original. The philosophy of this artisanal man's is a proposal of how one could maybe consider bespoke for today, that's rooted in authenticity, a way of perhaps beginning to redefine what is a new masculinity or even femininity through cutting. I think it was around about 1986, I think it was a collection called Fallen Angels in London, and I started to cut sleeves on an arc because I liked the shapes, but when you put it on, it started to cowl around the elbow, and then someone said to me, oh, that's the bias, and I was like, well, oh, well, you should check out the work of Madeleine Vionnet, who I hadn't heard of before, and I did. And then a whole new world opened up. Vionnet had started to use the bias for intime lingerie, and then she developed it. I mean, she was the queen of the bias into bias cut frocks. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. If you had a napkin at home and you hold it like a square and you pull the left and the right side simultaneously, that's what we call straight of grain. Now turn that square into a diamond, let's say, and pull the opposite corners. And when you pull, you'll see what happens. There's a natural elasticity in the fabric, and that's when you've hit the true bias. That natural elasticity is the most modern thing any guy could wear. It's liberating. It's light. it gives you an illustrative line. It's relaxed looking. It's sensual. Louche. Great thing about satin back grape too, reacts with the body temperature. Because of the very nature of the way it's woven. When it's on the body temperature breaks down the fibres in the fabric, so it starts to mould as well. So it's like mercurial oil. You know, you have to hang the fabric after it's been painted or dyed or woven, because then it stretches, it drops. So before you can even place anything on the body, you have to let it hang for like 7 days. Then you can go into it and start moulding on the body. Then you take it away again and you have to hang. Each time you have to let the fabric hang, because otherwise, if you put it together like that, like ready to wear, look a real mess. You have to let it hang and drop, hang and drop. Then remodel it on the body, baste it, never sew it, baste it, there's the big tap marks. Then on the boy, you put it on, you do the fitting, but you don't sew it, you leave it basted until 24 hours before. By which time it will have hung as much as it's gonna drop. Fun. It's a never-ending learning process with the bias, because every fabric reacts differently. Every fabric has a different reaction when you cut it on the cross. Right. So a dialogue develops and you have to be quite attentive, because it's alive and it teaches you. You can't read about it in a book. It is so fascinating, really. It's, you know, I'm doing it with tweed, like, you know, English tweeds, which react completely different to the satin back crepes that I'm used to working with. So there's a dialogue that develops. There's an authenticity. There's a respect for the noblesse of the fabric. You're not forcing it to do anything. It tells you what to do. That's the real luxe. That spine-tingling moment of an early morning shrug after an after-party. Well, you don't actually put the sleeves through your coat. You just put the coat on your shoulders and you shrug. The memory of a shoulder line and a shoulder pad almost looks like a cape, which has associations with heroism. It's just the memory of a shoulder line that I would have to illustrate, and we've produced a jacket that echoes that shoulder line, almost like a Crombie coat silhouette, like a gent's coat. The cut is inspired by the way we sometimes dress in haste. You know, you imagine those early pictures of Humphrey Bogart with a cigarette, you know, and the coat just on the shoulders. It's an unconscious glam. It's a shrug. It's an attitude. And I've tried to express it through a coat, so we could all have that attitude. So the silhouette at the back is like a cape, but a contained cape. The volume is controlled, as artisanal menswear should be. And we've lined it in repurposed kimono fabrics, which is really, really beautiful, kind of lilacs and palmers. Beautiful mohair, which is really wrong, so it helps me express that shape. And top collar in velvet. What is sexy today? I mean, it's a moment to collectively redefine what it means, could mean today. The millennials and the Z generation, gay marriages is history. For them, it's like old news. I mean, we've lived through it. So their view is completely different of the world. And of course, one understands it, but you can't put yourself in those shoes, can you? You can only be alive around these people. We have great stagiaires, and I would say that's my daily connection with them. The very talented guys that are on student placements that do a whole year with me and are very involved in putting the collection together. That's a daily connection and listening to them. But I mean, as much as they're obsessed with what I do and the craft, I mean, I'm obsessed with what they're thinking. So it's like an ongoing exchange, a dialogue daily. which is like amazing, amazing. The youth present at the Met Ball was just amazing, and their interpretation of Black Tie, different volumes, it was their interpretation. It wasn't thematically linked, it really wasn't. When you saw some of those younger kids, it was their interpretation of Black Tie, and that was so inspiring to see. It was just amazing, really. The idea that there are other options, and I hope that we begin to offer some different volumes or options for that crowd. Yeah, that was a real eye-opener. I mean, you know, I turned up in my Anderson Shepherd, you know, Savile Row suit, and I mean, there were many options of what you could wear to such an event. And that was, like, really exciting to see. Seismic change, really, from the last time I had actually attended this amazing ball. To know that there are other options. I rather like being able to interpret a dress code. I mean, yeah, there are still places where you have to wear a jacket. There are restaurants in Paris that won't let you in if you're wearing shorts. Those dress codes exist. Maybe you avoid those places. But I like the idea of being able to interpret certain dress codes. But I also like the idea that some dress codes exist. Well, what is formal? It's that same thing. What's masculine? There's a whole debate one could have about what is formal today, what is not formal. That street culture will always be an inspiration and an influence on us all, because that's where the energy is. That's where the kids, you know, when their backs are up against the wall, they get creative, don't they? They express themselves. And that energy has always influenced creation, always. And it's often affected by politics, society. You know, it has a huge influence and will help to shape maybe what we consider masculine or feminine or formal or informal in the future. And honestly, as in with the artisanal women, what I'm showing is just an example of what we can achieve. Of course, any of these things, whether it's an embroidery or fabric, can be interpreted for you. You may like what I've done with the kimonos, but not necessarily on that Macintosh silhouette, and you may want a suit in it. Well, that's my job. Look, I'm just trying to exercise the craft of dressmaking, and we call it men's, but I mean, you know, it's traditionally, I've used it for women's, but hey, why not? Preordained conformist ideas of masculinity and femininity, yes. What is masculine today? What is feminine today? Really, I hope this is the beginning of a journey to help us discover a new sensuality, a new sexuality, breaking down preconceived ideas of what's masculine and what's feminine through cutting skills that I've learned and I'm still learning.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.